Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
A Journey Home by Tom Snell, California, USA. More than 30 years ago, my first wife and I went through a year's struggle with cancer with our youngest child, 5-year-old Timothy. Finally, in February 1975, the disease, which had spread to his lungs, reached the point where we had to tell Tim, "There's nothing more the doctors can do. Do you want to stay here in the hospital with all your nurse and doctor friends, or would you like to come home?" "I want to come home." We didn't know if we would even make it there, but we bundled him up against the cold and drove 60 miles from Mass General to the small Quaker school in North Hampshire where we taught and which we called home. That's when marvelous things began to happen. First, the high school student from Maryland, who had babysat our other children the previous summer, arrived on our doorstep. The next day, another student who had graduated flew in from Michigan. Our next-door neighbor spent every day with us, and my wife's sister and parents flew in from Montana. Faculty members from the school came to help in shifts, while the other faculty babysit their children. Some came and stayed only a while, filling in where they could. Others came and got freaked out and left, but nearly all contributed something. It was a real community effort. In a couple of days, we had a rotation schedule with pairs of people on 8-hour shifts. Their only job was to be with Tim and to support each other. These pairs were never alone. There was a whole crew cooking, running errands, listening to each other, and helping out in a million ways. We didn't have a lot of beds, so most of us hot bumped. When people needed to sleep, they slept in any bunk that was empty. When someone went off duty, they woke the next crew and crawled into their warm bed. People slept in rotation all over the house. One neighbor arrived to tell us we should send Tim back to the hospital. After spending a half hour in the house, she left saying, "Now I know why I came. Not for what I thought, but to be transformed by the love and generosity present in this house." Others were affected in similar ways. After 2 weeks, Tim died peacefully, with two wonderful people sitting beside him, holding his hands and talking him through his passage. As commonly happens, Tim chose the one time in the 2 weeks when both my wife and I were out of the house. Today, 30 years later, I hold each of these wonderful people in my heart and still grateful for their amazing kind-heartedness and generosity. They helped us survive the most devastating thing that can happen to a parent and transformed a nightmare into a community of love.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.